what God offers us defines him. He says, and of the increase of his government, there will be no end. It only knows forward motion. We have difficulties. We have personal setbacks, those kinds of things. That's a part of life. But how many of you have discovered that your biggest setback was actually a shortcut to promotion? I mean, it didn't look like it in the middle of it, but afterwards you go, oh, how did you do that? How did you do that? It's the most amazing thing. You know, you look at David's life, here he's got rejection from Saul and his household. He's got rejection from his own brothers, the Jews. He went to hide in one city, and God says they're going to turn you over to Saul and they want to kill you. And so he went to live among the Philistines. I went out in the wilderness first, and all these rejects of society joined him. And he went and lived among the Philistines, and the Philistines rejected him. You know you've had a bad day when the devil rejects you. All these series of rejection, it just looks like, in the natural mind, it looks like he's just getting further and further away from the throne that he was promised. He was promised to be king. And so he's got all these points of downward spiral naturally. But what I doubt he knew was in his lowest point would have been rejected even now by his mighty men. He's got one group left, and that's the ones he's laid his life down for, and their lives have turned around. They've gone from the rejects of society to called the mighty men of David. The most amazing story. Even they reject him, and they talk about killing David in 1 Samuel 30. And at his lowest point, he strengthens himself in the Lord. And then in the next scene, he's king. What seemed to be the lowest point was actually the fastest way to the throne. And sometimes the most awkward circumstances we find ourselves in, the biggest setbacks, the greatest loss, it's not as though God designed the loss. God didn't put it in the heart of Saul to kill David. How many know that? He didn't put evil, and he doesn't put evil in somebody's heart. But he's able to use whatever the enemy throws at you to work for your advancement and to speed up your process. That's amazing to me. That all the enemy does is help you to get to your goal faster. That should make you happy. That's all he can do is just contribute to your progress. So I've been giving thought to this subject. We as a team have been talking for quite a while.